Hello. This is the first episode of my podcast, Cozy Boy Central. I've been dreaming about this day for a while. I kind of have spurts where I have these epiphanies like, oh, I want to start a podcast. Oh, I should start making music. Oh, I should get back into writing and write a book. Oh, I should walk on to my school's baseball team, even though I know I'm not good enough. Here, I should start a YouTube channel. I should do some gaming content. Oh, here, look, I should whatever, you know? But I finally decided that I want to do this. I want to talk. I want to have people come on my podcast and build relations and talk about whatever they want to talk about, whether that be religion, relationships, school, trauma, whatever it may be. I just want to have an open space for people and myself to talk and get things off their chest or just hang out, you know what I mean? If you're listening to this, I just want to tell you that I love you. And thank you for taking time out of your day, whatever you're doing, to just listen to me talk. I'm not really sure why you'd want to do that, but I'm very grateful and blessed that I have people that care enough to do that. I wanted to start off by talking about love. Ew, right? Love. It's hard, but it's beautiful. I've been in a relationship for almost 6 years, and it's awesome, but it sucks sometimes too. And that's okay. That's just how it works. I have many, I don't want to say many. I have friends, you know, one or two, five, ten, however many, who cares? That are looking for a relationship. They want to have somebody as their person, you know? Everybody wants their person, and it's awesome. It really is. But relationships aren't easy, like I said. It's all fine and dandy to have somebody to hang out with and to make jokes with and take vacations with, but there's just so much more to relationships than that. There's arguments, there's disagreements, there's boundaries being crossed, there's trials and tribulations. It's one day after another, and you just have to choose that person every day and hope for the best and try your hardest. I don't really know why I got on this tangent. I think I just been in a tough spot last few months in my relationship, and just want to be open and honest about that. I haven't really been the best boyfriend, and I don't really have a answer for that. I just haven't been. To kind of move on from that spectrum, just wanted to get that off my chest. I think I've been pretty good, mentally. I kind of just want to get this out into the open. I want to be open and honest with everybody. So this is kind of like a trigger warning to anybody. Just be ready. I don't know. I just feel like I see that where people are like trigger warning just because I don't want people to be uncomfortable. I deal with depression and anxiety, and I can't tell you the exact time frame, but I was suicidal at one point, and one of the key aspects of getting out of that headspace was finding God. Okay, before I get into my whole spiel about how much I love my God and Christianity and all this, I wanted to take a moment and talk to everybody that isn't a Christian. I respect your religion, and I am not going to tell you should be a Christian, and I'm not going to sway you in all this stuff. You are who you are. You believe what you believe. You love what you love. And that is all that matters to me, is that you are your true and pure self. But for me, it's going to come up today. It's going to come up in next episodes. Like, I don't know. I can't tell you exactly when, but it's going to come up. And I just hope that you can respect me and my religion as much as I respect you and your religion. Anyways, I didn't grow up religious. We didn't go to church. We never really talked about it. And that's no like shade thrown at my parents. They were amazing. I think they kind of like, I try and think of it as they gave me an opportunity to be who I wanted to be and find the path that I wanted to be on. And thankfully, I found the Church of Christ. I started going to college at Oklahoma Christian University after just searching for the right place for me, because I took gap year and I took like classes here and there at like community college and whatnot. And I really just fell in love with Oklahoma Christian. And I met some amazing friends that live their life through God and live life for God. And I just found that very admirable. And I just wanted to be like them. I literally looked up to these 19-year-olds, and I'm 21 years old. And that's, in retrospect, that's crazy. But also it's not, because they're so wise, and people can be wise at any age. And I just, the whole notion of age and wisdom and friend, like, it's just, I don't know. But I started going to church with some of my friends. I keep saying and I'm noticing it, and I'm getting annoyed by it. So I will just try to stop doing that. I started going to church. It's on campus, and I just fell in love with that, and I felt like I was a part of a family, and I was learning so much about God, and I was learning so much about Christianity and my faith. And eventually I started getting in contact with the college minister. We started building our relationship, and he's awesome. And I think I don't know the exact titles, but there's two of them, and they're amazing. And one day I woke up, I want to say it was like March. I'm so sorry. I'm pulling up my calendar just so I have the right date on there. What the heck? What day was? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so I woke up Friday morning. It was April 2nd, and I woke up and I was like, I need to get baptized. I want to get baptized. So I talked to the guy, my college minister, and we figured out, we talked about all these things, and I ended up getting baptized on Easter Sunday, April 4th. And it was one of the best days of my life. And I will always cherish that moment. And I will always love, one of my best friends, Josh, for, being so willing to baptize me. It was just amazing. Anyways, to get out of that conversation, that's for another day. Okay. I'm 21 years old, like I said, and I just finished my air quotes freshman year. It was based off hours, whatever. I spent my whole freshman year with 18, 19 year olds, and it was awesome. They're great people. I mean, I remember, I don't want to call out certain people, but I am. Mitchell is my little brother, and sometimes Mitchell can be a class A D-bag, and that's okay. That's just who he is. But Mitchell said he gets angry sometimes, and he looked at me and he said, I don't remember. Hold on. I called him weird for some reason, like just like jokingly. And he looks at me and he says, you're the weird one. You're hanging out with people that are 2 years younger than you. And I was like, what the heck are you talking about? Like, that literally makes no sense. It doesn't matter. So anyways, I wanted to say, I don't know if Peyton's listening to this, but I appreciate you for standing up for me and saying that's not weird. I still remember that. And I love you for that. But anyways, you can be friends with whoever you want. It doesn't matter the age. I have friends that are well in their 30s, well in their 40s, well in their 18. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It's such a weird stigma around who you can be friends with based on your age. I guess it might just be me. I might just be thinking about it. Maybe you guys don't really like see the point of me even talking about this. So I'm moving on. I want to talk about what the heck am I saying? I want to talk about me. It is my podcast. I want this podcast to be an open conversation. I want people to come in here, and eventually I'll have another mic and we'll have a conversation and we'll talk about whatever you want. You can talk about sports, you can talk about relationships, you can talk about your family, you can talk about your past traumas, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about and be open and trust me as much as I trust and love you. I hope that we can have a moment and grow a relationship, but that's for future episodes. With this podcast, I eventually will branch. Like I'll have different ones. Like I want to have a Cozy Boy Movies where I talk about some amazing movies with hopefully a co-host. I have some people in mind. I also want one that's like Cozy Boy Music. We talk about music because music's an incredible outlet of expression, and it has just helped me so much through my life. And I want one that's like Cozy Boy Sports. I have some people in mind for that where we just talk about whatever sports, you know, stuff, you know. I wanted to talk about hate. Why hate, you know? Why hate when you can love and you can nourish and you can make people know that they're worth it, you know? I've struggled with confidence. I'll admit it. I'm a big boy. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, dang, I gotta stop eating so dang much. But recently, I've had people tell me, confidence is key. And I took that personally. So I wake up every morning, I look at my new haircut, and I say, dang, my girlfriend is one lucky son of a bee. I would never call her the B word, but she's lucky to have me, and I'm lucky to have her. Anyways, I look good. I feel good. I'm working out again. I love working out. It's become one of my therapies. I work out 6 days a week. That might be crazy to some people. It's not that bad. You should do it if you love it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. You know what I mean? You can find your own way of self-expression and self-love. I know people that paint. I know people that draw. It's kind of the same thing, but it's not. Painting is really hard. I don't know if you ever tried watercoloring. It's so frustrating. There's people that read. I love reading too. We can talk about books, okay? I love books. John Green's awesome. It's so basic, but honestly, every book I've read by him is awesome, okay? There's people that play video games. I love video games. Video games are so much fun. I like watching people play video games. People think that's weird. It's not weird. I had somebody talk to me and she was like, why do you watch people play video games. And I was like, why do you watch people? I had no comeback. I don't know why I watch people play video games. I don't know. It's cool. Okay. I like seeing people. I don't know. Fortnite's cool. I don't know. Apex. I like sports games. I like watching people. I don't know. I'm just rambling at this point. Confidence. Yeah. Having confidence is challenging, but once you get into the rhythm and habit of it, it really does change your life. Having a good mindset on just anything really just helps ease whatever it may be. When you run into somebody that you can tell they're having a bad day and they're just taking their anger out on you, what is your first response? Do you shut down? Do you duplicate that? Do you talk to them with the same tone and attitude? Some people do. I used to do the same thing. But I would just encourage everybody to understand that people have their bad days and they're going through something. And the easiest, not the easiest, but the best thing, the best advice that I want to give to people is be nice, be genuine, like be somebody's good moment of their day. Give them a reason to smile, whether that be words of encouragement. I'm proud of you. You're beautiful. You're doing great. I couldn't imagine not having you in my life. Or you can give them a hug. You can, like, I don't know, pat their shoulder. Let them know you're there for them. Take them out to do something. You know what I mean? I like when people are like, hey, you want to go Half Price Books? I'm in a relationship, but I'll kiss you right there. Just kidding, Sam. I won't kiss anybody. But I love Half Price Books, okay? It speaks to my heart. I like when people ask me to go to coffee. I don't drink black coffee. I drink iced vanilla lattes. And that still makes me a man, okay? Let's talk about toxic masculinity. This is important to me. It's not that serious, bro. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the guys that think wearing a dress makes you less of a man. I'm talking to the guys that think drinking lattes makes you less of a man. I'm talking to the guys that think wearing makeup makes you less of a man. These things are important to me. Not the things I listed. Well, they can be. But be your authentic self and know who you are. I'm so tired of people talking down about other people because of what they're wearing. Guess what? You look beautiful in those jeans and those cowboy boots. You look beautiful in that dress. You look beautiful in that sweat shorts. You look beautiful in that freaking muumuu. I bought a muumuu. I don't even care. Make fun of me. I like muumuus. They feel amazing. Wear what you want to wear and be who you want to freaking be. And don't disrespect people for what they like. Some guys like wearing makeup. That's awesome. I've seen some amazing makeup work on guys. And I don't like when people make fun of them. Because that's what makes them happy. And guess what? No one makes fun of you when you, I don't know, work out. You think you're a big tough guy? You are. You are a big tough guy. But guess what? So is that guy that wears makeup and wears dresses. Because he's his true self. I'm going on a tangent. I don't even know if any of that made sense. I kind of blacked out. Just be nice to people. You know what I mean? There's really no reason to have hate come out of you. You know what I mean? I don't know. I have no idea what just happened. So I'm looking at this diaper genie. I know that was a weird conversation starter. I'm looking at this diaper genie and I just can't help but to think about the future. I want some kids. 1, 2, 3. I don't want 4. That's scary. Children are one of the biggest blessings in this life. And they're so pure and innocent, and they come into this world that they don't deserve. And I just think that as people that have experienced life and all these crazy, horrible things, I feel like it's our duty to shape those people, shape those little babies into just loving, respectful kings and queens, you know? I don't think it matters. People spend too much time arguing over all these issues. Gender is a big thing. Who cares, you know? If someone says they're male, it's what they believe. That's them. That's themselves. If they think they're non-binary, that's awesome. I actually have no idea what that means, and I really hope that one of you guys tell me. I want to know these things. There's so many things I don't know, but I want you to know that whatever you say you are, I respect that, and I love that for you, and I just want you to feel comfortable with yourself, and you can talk to me about it, because I want to learn. There's a whole lot of like things that I don't know what I'm saying. Like the pansexual and the I know what bisexual is. I don't know what pansexual, asexual. There's a lot of things that I just don't know. And I just don't like when people disrespect that about somebody, because it's not your life. I just don't like when people use their willpower to just spew negativity and like talk about somebody else's life in a negative way. Like, worry about yourself. If you can't be nice to somebody, don't say anything. I feel like I keep coming back to this. I need to start writing out what I want to talk about because I keep overlapping. I want to use the rest of this time, maybe I'll go off on something else, but I'm gonna use this time to talk about you guys listening. Okay. I love you. I said it. I love you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, your beautiful Saturday. That's when I'm recording this. Probably won't post it on Saturday because I don't know what to do. It could be Monday, it could be Tuesday, whatever day it is, it's a beautiful day. And I'm very grateful to have you listening to my podcast. This is going to be a struggle. It's going to be a journey. I'm going to mess up. I'm human. I'm not going to know what to say. But I do appreciate everybody for supporting me and reposting me. You don't have to do any of that. But I really do love it. It makes me very happy. I just want to let everyone know that I really do care for you. I don't know you, but I care for you. And for some people, I do know you and I care for you. I just am very grateful and I'm very blessed to have the people I do in my life and the people that push me to be better and don't let me like slip up. I like when people keep me in check. I like people being honest with me. So I don't really know what the next episode's going to look like, but I'm going to need your guys' help, your suggestions. What do you want to hear? What do you want to know about me? Do you want somebody on the podcast? Because I do. I like people, okay? I like talking to people. I miss people. I haven't been in school in a while and I miss my friends. And that's just life. You miss people. But yes, I am going to end it now. kind of rambling. Don't really know how to end this. I'm sorry if this was repetitive. Like I said, this is going to be a progress. But I'm excited for this journey. I'm excited to see where this goes. And I just want to wish you guys all, I want to wish you peace and love and happiness in your life, because that's all you really need. Just be better. I'm going to say that again. Be better, you know? There's not much we do right in this world, but the one thing we can do right is to just try our best to be better. So again, I love you all so much, and thank you for listening.